Explosive new information to talk about today in regards to Hunter Biden and the allegations that he was in a pay-to-play scheme worth millions and millions of dollars that potentially more people in the Biden family may have benefited from. We're getting new information coming into us right now about some pretty big banks, Bank of America, JP Morgan, to name a few, that reportedly filed what is known as an SAR, multiple SARs, suspicious activity reports with the U.S. Treasury Department. Some 170 of them, all related to Joe Biden and the Biden family. Wow. I mean, this is not normal, folks, okay? Not normal. A suspicious activity report, we can get into what that is. You know, they may happen here and there, but 170 of them? This is kind of a big deal. And I'll tell you one thing, it points increasingly back at Joe Biden. I don't know how he's going to completely claim ignorance of all of this. Welcome. Good to have you here. Welcome to the program, everyone. A live edition, again, of the Trish Regan Show. So great to have you here. I do hope that you do me the favor of subscribing. Make sure you subscribe to the program. Really, really, really important. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, that's wonderful. Make sure you go over to YouTube or Facebook, subscribe to the channels there. If you're listening here on YouTube, go over to Apple Podcasts, follow the show. It's wonderful when you do. It really helps the algorithm, shall we say. And it's important right now to get all this news out, don't you think? Anyway, I want to get into all of this because you've got, well, thanks to Representative Comer, a lot of information coming in. We've talked about some of it in the past, the some 20 shell companies, LLCs that were set up for the Bidens, 20 of them, and they came into existence after Joe Biden became Vice President of the United States of America. And they were doing business with places like Romania, like China, like Ukraine. Well, now we know that the banks themselves that were handling the money were kind of freaked out by some of this. So much so that they filed these SARs, suspicious activity reports, with the U.S. Treasury Department. Now, the U.S. Treasury Department doesn't want to tell us about this. Hey, I mean, the Treasury Department's under Joe Biden, run now by Janet Yellen. So they didn't really want to give us any of this information, but Comer went to them in March and was demanding it, and it became this kind of showdown. And look, the reality is Congress has the congressional oversight of Treasury, and so they had the ability, therefore, to make sure that they got some of this information. And so that is what we now have. Some of the bank records, I have not seen the original bank records, but I'll tell you this, I've done a lot of reporting in my past on things like terrorist financing. I've seen bank records that are suspicious, and worked with Treasury to try and determine what was what. I will just say this. I'd love to see the original bank records, but in lieu of that, in lieu of what they have provided Comer and Congress and the Oversight Committee, I can tell you this really doesn't look good. I mean, this is not good. This is not good for Joe Biden Sr. himself. Ted Cruz interviewed Representative Comer about this on his podcast. I want you to take a listen to this clip.
Who? Over the course of 10 years.
And how many were issued concerning Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Biden family?
Over 170. They were direct.
Wait, you were at a bank and they issued two in 10
how many years?
If you had two
talking
SARs,
about the SARs.
They're called SARs in the banking industry. If you had two SARs against you, it would be hard for you to open an account somewhere. There wouldn't be any bank that would want to have you as a customer because it's not worth the paperwork. Remember, when the bank files one of these, you can understand this, appreciate this, Senator. That's inviting the regulators to come in and regulate. Okay? That's the last thing the banks
want. So 170 get filed. That means that somebody's getting a deposit in their account. It's a big amount. It's from somewhere suspicious. I mean, what triggers it? Why? You're a banker. What is it that makes you say we got to file a SAR?
A large transaction that comes out of the blue.
So and what's large? So, what is there a threshold?
You had a million. I'll use the Robinson Walker account because that was the first bank account we subpoenaed.
Now, who's Robinson Walker?
Rob Walker was one of the associates that they used to funnel money from China and Romania and then down and launder it down to the Biden.
So he's a.
Okay, Rob Walker, Robinson Walker, that was, as the representative was explaining, one of the companies that they had, an LLC. We're talking about $3 million that went into Robinson Walker. from State Energy HK Limited. And apparently, from that $3 million, various family members, Biden family members, and their companies began receiving incremental payments over a period of approximately 3 months. This is according to the Oversight Committee's report. The recipients of this money included Hallie Biden, companies associated with Hunter Biden and James Biden, and an unknown bank account identified as Biden. The wires, the online banking transfers, they're listed here, you see, in this report. It's really pretty wild. Okay, so let me just back up for a second. So, you know, hey, it's not unusual to have a lot of LLCs. People sometimes will do that because it helps to sort of segment one's businesses. So if I have, say, an LLC for my podcast, but a separate LLC for my speaking business, that just helps me, you know, kind of manage expenses, et cetera, maybe in each of those two divisions. So that's not that unusual in and of itself. But what becomes unusual is when you're transferring money one after another after another. So if you get 20 different companies and one company is getting a payment, and then the money goes to another company, and to another company, and to another company, and another company. Oh, my goodness. Like, then it starts getting really confusing and really suspicious, shall we say. And I think that's partly what's at issue here. And I think everybody knows this is what is at issue, which is why in that original plea agreement, don't forget, that just got rejected by the judge who fortunately had a little backbone and said, you know what, we're not going to do this here. I don't really understand what's going on. You see the plea agreement there, right there on the screen. Well, listen, I mean, this was a little bit weird. They had something in there that it was coincided with the gun charge. I mean, it's just weird to have the gun charge and the tax charge all there. By the way, the tax deal, I mean, ridiculous, right? That he was going to get off just a little slap on the wrist. I mean, that's something that one would normally do jail time for, and people have done jail time for. But anyway, buried in there was this diversion agreement, and within there was a clause that would have prevented the government from going after Hunter Biden on a whole host of other potential possible issues, including foreign lobbying, illegal foreign lobbying. So you see, this is why they wanted that in there, I guess. Because you got to start to say, like, why is it that all of this money was being churned through all these different accounts? And by the way, what was their business, for goodness sakes? Like, what exactly were they doing? We know that Hunter Biden didn't have much background in quote unquote business, in the energy business. I mean, he's working for an energy company in China. He's working for an energy company in Ukraine. Give me a break. A guy who is, you know, addicted to drugs, I feel bad for him. You know what? But I'm not going to feel that bad, because that's what they want you to think. They want you to think the Republicans are just bad people for going after the son of the president. That's what you're going to hear over and over and over again. And they want us to think it's just a personal matter, nothing but a personal matter, right? That's what Karine Jean-Pierre is reiterating.
I wanted to ask about the president's reaction to the legal developments yesterday and with the initial plea deal for his son appearing to fall apart.
So look, I'm really not going to say anything more than what I shared yesterday. This is a personal matter for Hunter Biden. This is, a personal issue. And as you know, this has been done in an independent way by the Department of Justice. It has.
Oh, right. Independent issue, handled independently. Yeah, I don't think so. Not given what we know now about that little plea agreement. I don't think that was so independent. And by the way, just ask Gary Shapley or any of the IRS whistleblowers. I don't think they would say that it was so especially independent. But again, they just want you to say, okay, you know, those Republicans are so darn mean. They're going after this kid. He's not a kid, by the way, older than me. Here's Claire McCaskill, the former senator from Missouri, talking to, what's her name, Pemberman Patty. I'm being unkind. Jen Psaki, who has a little show over on MSNBC. Here she is with the former Democrat senator. Listen to the line, the spin that they are putting forward now.
They are going to try to indict a father for loving his son who has been addicted to drugs and or alcohol. And without evidence of the father doing anything other than loving that son.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know what? I will give her this. There is thus far no direct evidence that ties Joe Biden, senior, the big guy, to any kind of money laundering or pay-to-play scheme. Okay, so in fairness, let's put that out there. But one still has to wonder, what the heck was the family doing, for goodness sakes? Why do you have 20 different accounts and all these foreign sources? Why are you running so much money through all of these things? You know, according to the Oversight Committee and to Comer, there was this attempt to conceal large financial transactions after foreign companies sent money to business associates' companies. They write, the Biden family received incremental payments over time to different bank accounts. These complicated financial transactions appear to be meant to conceal the source of the funds and reduce the conspicuousness of the total amounts made into the Biden bank accounts. Then there's one from the Chinese nationals suggesting that they hid the source of the money. Chinese nationals and companies with significant ties to Chinese intelligence and the Chinese Communist Party hid the source of the funds paid out to the Bidens by layering domestic liability, limited liability companies. The Biden family and associates' activities in coordination with Chinese nationals and their corporate entities appear to be in an attempt to engage in financial deception. I mean, I would just say this. In fairness, Americans deserve some knowledge here. We deserve to know what really was going on. And if nothing was going on and the guy just had a legitimate consulting business and that's the end of it, okay, fine. But if there's something more, like 20 companies being started right after Daddy becomes vice president of the United States, well, then I think that we need to know. All right. I think in fairness, we need to know. Now, whether or not Joe Biden had any knowledge of it or any influence on it, that we need to know about as well, especially when you consider this now infamous text. You know which one I'm talking about. Right here. This was Hunter's text back in 2018. He was trying to shake down one of his Chinese associates, who actually had an associate who was head of the Intel operation for China. Lovely. Anyway, he said, sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, one would think that would be the big guy, right? And every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. It's like the Sopranos or something, right? My goodness. But according to that text, his father knew something. Now, did his father know anything? I mean, that's what's really going to come up. I mean, now that the judge has not signed off on that plea agreement, it could be open season. And if it's open season, I think Americans have the right to know what exactly was going down. It's very interesting how you've seen the White House try and change its tune. I mean, that's happened a lot over the last 10 days or so. Originally, it was, oh, you know, he has no knowledge whatsoever of his son's business. In fact, if you go back to the debates between Trump and Joe Biden, you actually can even hear Joe Biden saying, my son made no money off of China, which we now know is not exactly the truth, right? I mean, he has a history of lying. That's, as I've told you before, why he got kicked out of New Hampshire back when he was first running, because he tried to brag that he graduated top of his law class when he was like in the bottom like 10. Anyway, so that's Joe Biden. And he seemingly lied in that debate. And one wants to know. I want to know. You want to know. America deserves to know whether or not he's lying again. That's going to be the issue here. Not to mention the question of whether or not there's some kind of influence that is still for sale, right? Because I'm sorry, but this is one shady kid. And I should not call him a kid, because that's exactly what they want us to think, that he's just some little kid. Unbelievable. Portions of the show are brought to you, as always, by Legacy Precious Metals. You can give them a ring at 1-866-589-0560, legacypminvestments.com. That is their website. You know, we've been talking about inflation. You got the Fed out there raising rates now to try and deal with this. A lot of questions as to what that is going to mean for the economy. I mean, there's a lot of fear that because banks are holding so much of this Treasury debt on their balance sheets, as rates reset, that Treasury debt becomes worth less. And since they have to mark to market every single night, well, you know, they're not going to have as much liquidity, shall we say. So it could become a problem. Larry Summers is out, I believe it was a CNBC interview, actually just saying he's very, very worried about the U.S. economy. Of course, that guy from Yale, what's his name, Jeff Sonnenfeld? Ugh. What a hack. I'm telling you, this guy is a total hack. He's tried to come up with lists of companies that you shouldn't invest in because he's all about ESG and that nonsense. Anyway, Jeff Sonnenfeld is saying, oh, you know, this is fantastic. We've got 2.4% growth. I'm sorry, buddy. 2.4% growth is a joke. And by the way, inflation is still, if you really look at it on an apples to apples basis, we're still up like 16%. From when Joe Biden came into office. So no, the economy is not doing well. Anyway, if you're interested in investing in gold or silver, go check them out. Give them a ring. You're welcome to use my name. Good friends of mine, 1-866-589-0560. A reminder, of course, please make sure that you have subscribed to the channel. Hit the bell, the little bell. That way you know when I'm here live. It's really important. As I said, we are doing these live shows. I am looking right now at all of your comments, and I appreciate so many of you coming back. It's really great to see you again, and familiar faces. Love seeing that. Leslie, for example. We've got Mike, of course. Very, very good to see all of you guys. Hey, I mean, we've got a lot going on right now, and it's really, really important that we stay connected. So do me that favor. Make sure you subscribe. This is outrageous. In fact, I think next week I just need to do a show every single solitary day devoted to this. I mean, who the heck gets a diamond from a Chinese energy entrepreneur when they have dinner in Florida? I mean, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, actually got a diamond, like an actual diamond that was brought over from that. I mean, it's really weird. And I guess you just have to say how much of it is tied back to the big guy himself. Did he know about it? I think he did. That's why the White House is changing the story. It used to be, he knew nothing of his son's business. And now ever since that text, suddenly it's become, he was not involved in his son's business. Yeah. I think that's debatable. It's kind of funny, too, when you look at some of this stuff, like Romania. In Romania, for example, the vice president, Joe Biden, went over there to do a big speech on how corruption is so bad for a country. It was an anti-corruption speech, all while getting, according to Comer, allegedly $1 million to one of these bank accounts held by the Biden family members, $1 million that was wired? Come on. I mean, how's that for corruption? Listen, this is what is supposed to separate us from the banana republics of the world. I remember being down in Paraguay. I told you, I've done a lot of sort of financial transaction history and investigation. In fact, uncovering, it was a documentary that I did that actually was nominated for an Emmy Award. And the U.S. Treasury Department came out and named some of the people that I was profiling, looking into the bank records of, as known terrorist financiers. So I'm familiar with this kind of reporting, and I'm familiar with how banks flag these suspicious activity reports. And I just got to say, like, this is a lot of them. 170 is certainly a lot of them. But I remember being down in Paraguay in this really lawless area known as Ciudad del Este, bordering Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay. And this is where so much of this illegal money laundering activity was happening, and they were tying it back to Hezbollah and Hamas. Anyway, the point being that one of the Americans who was down there doing some of this investigation work said to me when I asked her, like, why is everybody like trying to be in government? We were talking about sort of government officials and head honchos and how everybody wanted to be in government in Paraguay. And she said, well, because that's how you make money. You see, it's so corrupt that the only way that you make money down here really is to have a family member that's in government. And if you have a family member that's in government, well, then, you know, it's the gravy train forever. And I remember thinking in my own naive little way, right? This is a few years ago, probably 12, 13 years ago. The young Trish was like, gosh, you know, our country's so great because we don't have any of that. Like, we don't actually have politicians that just go into politics so that they can make money for the rest of their family. We don't do that. Like, we're so much purer than that. Well, you know what? I encourage everybody to go read the House report. I mean, the fact that you got major banks, six major banks, including Bank of America and JP Morgan, reportedly coming out and saying they were flagging this for the U.S. Treasury Department. We have to ask what happened then. And by the way, what's happening now, right? Reminder, go check out the Apple Podcast. I'd love to have you over there. Just follow it if you would. And hey, you know, 5 stars always helps if you'd leave it a rating and a comment. I read them all, by the way, and I read them here. Again, I just want to say thank you for being here. Andy, good to see you. Michael, good to see you. So many new faces as well. I recognize Asa, who's over there on Facebook. Thank you, guys. We've got so much to discuss. I want a week-long report on all of this. Before I let you go, ooh, one more story that I got to tell you about. Hey, do you remember this guy? Let's see.
Yep. Right. Okay, now here it is.
Are you changing your plea?
Abruptly. Okay. The whole guys
right through. Mr. Backman-Peter,
why make the contact?
Are you worried you're going to prison?
That would be Sam Bankman-Fried. This is the guy who's the co-founder of FTX, that crypto guru that everybody was investing in and then just totally lost their shirts with. Well, it seems that those campaign finance charges, he's now off the hook on. Go figure. Yeah, that ruling just came out. He gave some $40 million to the Democrat Party, and they just dropped those charges. You know? Hey, we're feeling more like Paraguay every day, shall I say. Hey, great to see you, everyone. Love having you here. Do not forget to subscribe. It is super important. And we will continue this conversation. I'll tell you this. I am relentless. I am on it. And we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened. This is not good for Joe Biden. This is not good for the Democrats. It may not be good for us because, gosh, Kamala could wind up in the seat. Good heavens. I'll see you tomorrow.